Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2013, and I'm your host, Ariel Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Please keep in mind that Mercury is going retrograde tomorrow, the 26th, and it will be until July 20th. And if you're not familiar with what that means, go to our vault on the main site, which is starseedhotline.com, and click Current Events to learn about Mercury retrograde. Tonight, it's our pleasure to present two of our sister starseeds from Canada, Claudia Troscott and Vanya Pavlovich. Okay, I've practiced this before, Pavlinovich, and their exquisite goddess jewelry. We had the pleasure of meeting them on our first Crystal Quest to Arkansas and seeing their inspired work with original jewelry designs. They've just launched their new website, Athena96goddesses.com, and have a unique way of charging their pieces with Giza crystals from Lavendar and their own individual talents. Vanya is a Pleiadian starseed, galactic channeler, intuitive counselor, and artist, and she and Claudia both do quantum vortex healing. Claudia comes from a long line of intuitive women and is a Reiki master, numerologist, and multidimensional communicator. And it was through her exploration of several healing modalities that she began receiving messages in art forms of light drawings and jewelry. It's our pleasure to present them this evening, and once again, their new website is Athena96, and that's just the numbers, 9 and 6, Athena96goddesses.com. At the top of the show, it's the Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing topics of interest to Starseed and sharing some emails from our listeners. We're in the process of gathering the next soul group to go with us to Arkansas to dig for Atlantean crystals, experience crystal activations, and reconnect with soul family. The date is October 8th through the 14th, and if you have 25, 26, or 27 degrees of either Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, Leo, Capricorn, or Cancer on your natal or progress chart, you have the rites of passage to participate. You can send an email to crystals, that's plural, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-S, at starseedhotline.com to learn more. We'd like to thank Chris and Fiona for hosting our switchboard this evening, and you're welcome to call in with comments or questions. The number to dial is 917-889-8292. And then remember to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. If you like our show, we'd appreciate your support by clicking follow on our show page. If you're joining us for the first time, our main site is starseedhotline.com, where you can find a lot of vital information for Starseed in our vault of knowledge, and the entire site has been coded for Starseed activation. We have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd like to thank Rose and Tammy for their great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed Forum. You can also find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go or download them right from our show page archives. And we'll get started in just a moment, but first I'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart, and the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. Remote healing sessions for people and pets are also available with Tammy. If you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. And please allow at least 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that you get it in time. And now I'd like to introduce my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Anastasia.
Hi, Lavendar, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
I sent you an email earlier. I hope you got it about Egypt.
It's in tonight's news. You were one of the people I was going to thank.
Okay, thanks.
It's a great story. And did you all have a great week, both of you?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, tonight's news, we're going to start out with our discussion of space weather. And they have now discovered the 10,000th near-Earth object. And the 10,000th near-Earth asteroid and comet, they lump those together, have now been discovered. And this 10,000th object is asteroid 2013 MC5. It was detected on June 18th by the Pan-STARRS 1 telescope in Maui. And they say that's a sobering estimate because NASA says there may be 10 times this number yet to find. So they're keeping count. And there's a coronal hole in the sun. The biggest thing that's happening on the sun today isn't a sunspot, but a coronal hole. This is a yawning, dark gap in the sun's atmosphere. It's almost directly facing Earth. And there is an image of it from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory if you want to go to spaceweather.com and take a look at that. And there were some meteor sightings and meteor experiences on the planet in the last week. A meteor was seen streaking across the San Francisco skies. They say that it lit up the skies over the East Bay Saturday night. It streaked over Alamo and crossed over the Las Trompas Regional Wilderness towards Moraga. According to the witnesses that saw it, they said it looked like a missile. And they said that it covered miles in a second in a fast straight line and that it had a contrail. And if you starseed listeners out there see that meteor over San Francisco area, I'd like to hear about that. And also there's a big question going on now from Pennsylvania. They don't know whether this was a rock or a meteorite or what it was, but this very strange rock crashed through a roof of a local business. It came crashing through the ceiling of a Mercer County, Pennsylvania business, and it happened, they say, sometimes late on Thursday night or early Friday morning. Anyone that lives up in that area that saw any meteors, I'd like to hear from you, please. But employees of the business discovered this shiny, very sharp, I saw a picture of it, really sharp, pointy object inside their warehouse Friday morning. And they found an 8-inch by 8-inch hole in the building's 30-foot high steel roof where the object came into the building, and it also left a dent in the cement floor where it landed. So they think it might be a meteorite, but there's been no official word as to exactly what that rock is. Interesting. That'd have to have a lot of force coming through the air to penetrate a steel building and make a dent in a concrete floor. Likely was a meteorite. And there's a question right now. This came from National Public Radio, but they are suspecting, actually they, meaning the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says a 6-foot wave that hit the East Coast earlier this month was a rare tsunami. Now, the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center said the source of the wave is complex and under review, but they believe it was caused by a strong storm and maybe even the slumping of the continental shelf along the east side of New Jersey. So they still don't know what that is. And so those of you that live in that area, that's a little bit of news for you. Did any of you experience that 6-foot wave? Are you on the beach? Did you see it? Other people did see it and reported on it. And in India, they are trying to investigate a possible threat from an undersea volcano that is located near the Madras nuclear plant. This comes from the Times of India. The Atomic Energy Regulatory Board in India has begun a detailed study to analyze the possible threats of an underwater volcano near the Madras atomic power station. Now, they have confirmed the presence of this underwater volcano, they say, 5 weeks ago, and they say that initial investigations didn't detect any significant geological signs. Now, I don't understand why they say, experts are saying, that an undersea eruption of this volcano happened at the last time on January 20th in 1757. That's what they're saying. I can't imagine how they'd have such precise data when they only discovered it a few weeks back, but that's what they're saying. So now they're keeping an eye out on that. And there are a lot of atomic energy type activists that are really concerned about that. So just passing that along. And this is a very important story out of the United States, those of you that live in the state of Washington. Well, the Hanford, Washington nuclear site may be leaking radioactive waste into the soil. Now, the U.S. Energy Department said at Washington's Hanford nuclear reservation there is a higher radioactivity level that was detected under a certain tank called AY-102 during a routine inspection last Thursday. Now, state and federal officials have said that the leaking tanks at Hanford are not an urgent threat to the public or to the environment, but the largest waterway in the Pacific Northwest, the Columbia River, is only 5 miles away, and there are communities just several miles downstream. Now, if radioactive particles escape into the soil, it only follows that it will reach groundwater and the Columbia River. Now, this particular tank that's leaking is one of Hanford's 28 tanks that has two walls that were installed when the single-shell tanks leaked. And now all of the tanks are beyond their intended lifespan. Now, what is leaking from these tanks, or this one specific tank, they say, is cesium-137 and strontium-90, and these take hundreds of years to decay, and exposure to either one of them, of course, is naturally a grave health hazard. Now, last year, it was reported that the Energy Department said that this particular tank was leaking between its two walls, but it said at that time that no waste had escaped, but according to the source of the article that I'm referring to for this newscast, Seattle station KING5 has reported that the cleanup contractor and the department knew 1 year earlier that the tank was leaking. And it's also been reported that samples had an 800,000 count of radioactivity, meaning that workers can only have very limited exposure. Now, in World War II, this site produced plutonium for the world's first atomic blast, and it actually made one of the atomic bombs that was dropped on Japan. Now, today, it is the nation's most contaminated nuclear site, and they say cleanup will take decades. It's cost $40 billion so far, and it's estimated to cost at least $115 billion more. And I was surprised to see that they had plans to open this plant in 2011, but now they say that has been delayed until 2019. So, we all are interested in Arkansas, of course, and there was a catastrophic fish kill along the Arkansas River that just happened recently. State wildlife and environmental officials are investigating a die-off of thousands of fish in the Salt Fork of the Arkansas River in north-central Oklahoma. Kills were reported on June 4th and again last week, and the die-off has spread downstream roughly 50 river miles. Now, they're not speculating on the cause of the kill, but said it has widespread implications and that it is actually catastrophic. They said there's been so far no official warning to prevent people from going into the water or eating fish from the river, but officials would not recommend it. They say that the water there is killing all aquatic life with the exception of turtles, mussels, and clams. And it says it's killing out fish in that system that won't be replaced in an entire lifetime. Now, the Salt Fork River has a natural salinity, but they say that the levels that are being measured this last week are astronomical. So it's very salty, and nobody really knows why. So, and that actually is the Arkansas River in Oklahoma, in case I didn't make that clear. And here's a post or a news piece from Tammy. I want to thank Tammy for that. This is a sad thing, but 25,000 bees were found dead in an Oregon parking lot. They say that at least 25,000 bees and other insects were found in a Target parking lot in Oregon early this week, and it's being called one of the largest mass deaths of bumblebees in the western United States. Now, they don't know what caused this. They think it's probably pesticides, but nobody really knows. Now, on to the story that Lavendar sent, and also Miss Marie passed this along to me. And this is something you pretty much have to see. I'm sorry we don't have a projector for everybody to see this video that was on the Internet. But in Manchester, in England, there is an ancient Egyptian statue that has really spooked everybody. And I watched the video, you guys, and this is amazing. It mysteriously started to spin around in a display case, went 180 degrees. Now, this display case is locked, and only one person has the key. And the curator noticed that know, he was looking at it, and he saw that it had turned, and he opened the case and put it back, and the next day it was in a different position again, and this went on, and finally, you know, they decided to do something about it. Well, to see what was going on. It's a 10-inch tall relic. It dates back to 1800 BC, and it was found in a mummy's tomb, and it's been in this museum for 80 years. So they just, when they kept finding it facing the wrong way, they monitored it with a time-lapse video. And what came out of that was astonishing, because on the video, you can clearly see the statuette spinning 180 degrees with nobody going near it. It's inside a locked case. And so that is, and also the statue of a man named Deb Senu is seen to remain still at night. So, but slowly rotates around during the day. So that is something very mysterious going on. And you know, in archaic shamanism, in the Siberian cultures, in the ancient cultures of shamanism, shamans often infused masks and objects with spiritual energies, and often they would create masks and objects for the spirits of the dead to enter. And these objects were greatly revered and highly sacred. And so, you know, this calls to mind the mysteries of the universe, and we tend in our Western minds not to give credence to such things, but this is what's happening with this statue. It is moving on its own. Well, we've got a wonderful little piece tonight from Australia, and this is a great story. Community-minded Aussies are bailing out farmers in northwest Queensland who are faced with the choice of either slaughtering their animals in the midst of massive drought and food shortages. You know, cash, fuel, and bales of hay are on their way because farmers are being helped by a joint venture between Aussie Helpers and the Give Back campaign. And everybody is pitching in. Everybody is helping out with about $1.5 million in cash and supplies that are being donated to these farmers through the Buy a Bale campaign. They are buying these farmers bales of hay so they can feed their animals. They say the need is critical as Queensland suffers under a massive combination of no export of their cattle, there's a drought, there's no wet season, and bushfires have burnt their feed. And so everyone chipped together and began to help these farmers. Isn't that great? And you can make donations by going to www.buyabale.com.au. So that's a wonderful example of what humanity is capable of. And, you know, humanity, basically our human nature has a deep goodness to it. And I think as times get difficult, we're going to see more and more people working together, pulling together in communities, helping each other, doing what the, you know, the love in our hearts dictates that we do. And I feel like with all the problems that we've got in the world, it all can be overcome, it can be solved. And the Starseed are on the cutting edge of consciousness and leading the way for the rest of the world. What a time we live in. We have never been more needed, nor could we ever be more needed than we are right now. So we just need to march forward with smiles on our faces and light in our hearts. So that is it for tonight's news. I'm looking forward to the show.
Well, as are we. And thank you so much, Anastasia.
You're so welcome.
And that website is Buy a Bale. That's B-U-Y-A-B-A-L-E. Is that correct?
That's correct. Exactly. Just like it sounds. Buyabale.com.au for Australia.
Okay, great. We do have listeners in Australia, but anyone in the world can help with this because we're all citizens of the same planet.
Absolutely. We are truly all one. That's absolutely right. Well, thanks, everybody, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Anastasia.
Good night.
And good night. Lavendar, I'm going to bring Claudia and Vanya are with us now, so I'm going to bring them on. Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Sometimes I can't tell which one of you is which because your voice is so similar. But we're just thrilled to have you with us tonight. And Lavendar is going to kick it off and start talking about your website, your work, and how this all came about. Lavendar.
Hey, I'm here. Now, what I want to do, girls, is I just want to talk to you one at a time. I don't want you know, back and forth because I don't know the difference in your voices, all right, because you sound so similar, okay? So,
okay,
Claudia.
No problem.
Okay, so, Claudia, I'm going to start with you, honey.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, tell us a little bit about your journey, and first tell us how you two girls met.
Okay, so basically, Vanya and I met in, I think it was September, right? September 2011, and we were at, it was basically a starseed gathering, and it was a meditation that this gentleman was hosting, and Vanya was actually sitting, it was like she was sitting across the room, and we were directly in, like, across from each other, and it was like I was facing my mirror. It was like looking at my mirror, and I thought, wow, I really need to, like, connect with that girl. So I thought to myself, well, okay, whatever. So the meditation ended, and we really didn't even connect at that night. So I thought, oh, whatever. Well, maybe I'll meet her some other time. So then we went to another sacred gathering, and that's when we actually sat down, and when we connected at that point, it was like, whoa. Like, I mean, like, we're from the same country, okay, which is crazy. Both brothers live in Vancouver, and it's just the similarities were endless, and our energy, I mean, we do the exact same things. We have this, I'm going to tell them, we have this thing where we choke. It's like this crazy choking thing. I can't describe it. But anyway, and nobody in the world does this except for Vanya and I. So I thought, okay, I guess these were little trigger points for us to remember each other when we decided to come back here and to finish what we started in other lifetimes.
Well, that sounds about right. You know, the two of you were on our first Starseed Crystal Quest to Hot Springs last October.
Absolutely.
And when I first saw the two of you, it was almost like you were two peas in a pod. Your energies were so similar. Tell us a little bit, Claudia, about the experience that you had with us on the quest.
Okay, so wait. Before the quest, Lavendar, okay? So our first double reading was with Lavendar on January 2nd, 2012. And Lavendar, I'm telling you, you have changed mine and Vanya's life, like, completely. Like, that's when the real starseed work happened. I mean, I we've been doing our starseed works on separate corners of the world, and, I mean, I've been doing it for probably, like, 20 years of my life. And I'm telling you, when you did that reading, there's something interesting with your voice, with what you carry and what you came here, the activation. It was like a kick in my butt. Like, you gave me a kick in my butt, and I thought, okay, I really have to start listening and taking full responsibility of being on this planet and what I'm going to bring out and what I'm going to bring forth. And Arkansas really accelerated that for me, and Vanya as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it just set us, and ever since we've been back, like, we've been going full steam ahead, and it's just been phenomenal.
Well, tell us a little bit about something that you might share with our audience, something that you thought was of extreme interest at the quest in Hot Springs. Was it Fisher Mountain, or was it Coleman's, what in particular that you think about quite often?
Well, it started in the bath. That sounds really weird. But in the bath that we had, like, it was when you said something. You are here, and you're in your rites of passage, and this is something that you need to experience. And I thought, yeah. So when walking there, I felt so empowered. I was like, yeah, I have a right to be here. This is my rites of passage. So when I went into the bath, I went in with that energy. And I'm still, like, I mean, it's been since October, and I'm still holding on to that energy from the baths. And then when you did the Fisher Mountain thing, the elements, like the nature elements.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap, Lavendar. Like, you know, the weather changed. Honestly, I don't even know how long we were on that mountain. I have no recollection of it. But it was just spinning. Like, the energy, the weather, it went from really hot to, like, freezing cold. And then the vortex that was being created there when you were actually you know, sharing your stories with us. It was just phenomenal. It was just awesome.
Well, and that's when you heard Athena in the 96, is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's when Athena came down and just said, Vanya and Claudia, get your act together and move on, because it's going to be through. It really felt it, like both of us, like through the jewelry, that's how we were going to get across to people, not doing, like, you know, I mean, one-on-one sessions. I mean, those are really good as well. But I find that with the jewelry, at least we can hand them something tangible and they can carry that essence with them.
Well, I noticed that you girls had brought several pieces of jewelry with you, and you had a little table, and we all got to experience it, and I got to come home with several of the pieces. And I must say, they're really charged up nice, and when I wear them, it's a real empowering experience for me to wear your jewelry.
Thank you.
So... okay, now, Vanya.
And it's excited. Wait a second. And it was so excited. We were so excited to see everyone in that. Like, we had 30 women, like, wearing our pieces. It was like heaven on earth for us. That was just so amazing.
Yeah, it was. Okay, now, Vanya, can you step forward
yes,
to the mic, please?
I'm here, front and center.
Okay.
Penny.
So... So you agree with the meeting with Claudia and how it was kind of heaven sent, and the two of you just kind of started, you know, talking the same language and thinking the same things, and it was like you were kind of twin souls at some level, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We finished our sentences, each other's sentences, on a regular basis. Sometimes she gets excited and she can't quite finish her thoughts, and I already know what she's trying to tell me before she finishes. So it's
okay.
It's instantaneous.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, honey. Don't worry.
Yeah. So Vanya, tell me a little bit about experience as a channeler and an intuitive counselor, and also you do some Reiki too, don't you?
I do. I actually this all started. Let's just put it this way. My intuitive side of self was always around. I'm sure a lot of starseeds out there who are listening right now can totally relate to this, but when you're a kid and you're 5, 6 years old and you're not acting like a 5 and 6 year old kid, you're sitting there with adults and you're listening to the adult conversations, and someone might jokingly ask you a question and you respond to them as like you're 45, and they're looking at you kind of oddly like, that's kind of strange. Why is that coming out of this child's mouth? And it sounds so commonsensical in that. That's exactly what they were thinking or feeling. And it just started spinning out from there. I started hitting my early teens. And whenever you go on a public bus, well, at least my experience was, anytime I was out in public, I'd have these complete strangers walk right up to me. And within 30 seconds, I'd know their whole life story. And I'm a teenager still. I'm awkward. I'm funny looking. I'm in my growth spurt. And there's complete adult strangers walking up to me and telling me their life story in the need of direction. And for some reason, my goal or my whole pattern was just switched on. I would have words come out of my mouth, and I don't know where they came from. And it would just flow right out to them. And within a few minutes of spending time with one another, their complete energy shifted. And I didn't recognize that fully then, and I didn't understand that fully then, how it worked with me. It just started happening, and it continued on for my whole life. I would have people be friends with me just because of the insights I would be able to provide them. They'd sit back and they'd ask me a question, and I'd direct them on a journey. And then they're like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. Or your analysis of that situation or understanding of that person. And even though I didn't know that person, would be bang on. And I was always just like, well, it just is. You know, I don't know why I'm doing it. It just is. And as I started growing and having these readings, from you and doing Reiki and, oh, yeah, and, oh, my gosh, my first channeling session. Oh, that's an interesting story.
The birthing.
The birthing of my channeling. Yeah, that was interesting. Claudia was witness to my very first session of this. It was the most intriguing thing, and I have to tell you, it was on Christ's birthday, Jesus' birthday, which was October 12th, I think it was?
23rd,
sorry. October 23rd.
His energetic
birthday is October 23rd, and Claudia and I were sitting in a stargate, and I was standing in the center of this stargate, And I had never done anything like this before in my entire life. And I'm standing there after this long meditation that we had, and in the center of this thing, I started speaking in tongues.
Like Chinese tongues.
I don't speak any other language, really, other than English. And words were coming out of my mouth.
And there was Chinese people there.
And there was Chinese. Yeah. No, it was just the most incredible experience. And I had no idea how this was happening. It was just a switch that happened, and I bring in light language. I've channeled the Palladians. I've channeled all types that even some I'm not even sure. I've channeled bird, the bird language. I've channeled dolphin. It's incredible what comes through sometimes, and it depends on the people around me and what needs to be brought forward. And so I started channeling on Christ's birthday, and that's hugely significant for me because, as you know, in my chart, it actually has that I carry the bloodline of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. So this is an extremely powerful statement to me that I didn't even come to recognize till most recently, actually. And Claudia was there to witness it, and she was just like, you know, this is crazy cool. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, it just starts expanding out. And then, of course, there's the discovery that I have two-way communication with my ships, let's just put it that way. Little did I understand that I can actually, you know, call them in. I had no idea in my own mind. Like, they can actually talk to me, and I talk to them. It's the most interesting thing. And here I was thinking, these are my thoughts, and they're probably just putting them in my head. I'm really not as brilliant as I thought I was.
I love that. So now you're channeling your energies with designing some jewelry. Tell us a little bit about how you pick the stones and what is your process with this intuitive artist that you've become with jewelry.
Well, that is the most fascinating process. Claudia has the hardest time getting me out of a store. I spend hours in looking at everything, feeling it, and we pick up the vibrations of each and every piece. We hear the crystal, we feel the crystal. And only the ones that are the most reactive are the ones that I pick up, because those are the ones, well, Claudia's the same way. We pick up the ones that vibrate with the most energy and, like, sparkle at us. They're kind of like winking at us, going, hey.
Show up.
And these most magical crystals just show up out of nowhere.
Yeah. And people are like, these are not in my store. I'm like, yes, they are. They're standing on your wall here.
Yeah, it's like they don't see them, and all of a sudden, there they are for it. And it's incredible because a lot of Claudia's stuff is channeled as well, but mine comes through dreams at night. I'm dreaming up in visions of patterns and pieces to put mm-hmm. together. And sometimes I don't even have the stones in my possession, and the next time I'm out, they're all the stones that I need to make this piece. It's incredible. Sometimes my hands start putting things together. I have nothing in my head, absolutely nothing in my head. I just sit down, and in an hour or 2 hours, I have this piece that I don't even know how I started it. It just kind of comes out, and it's so powerful. When we test our jewelry, we put it on, each and every piece, to see how it feels, because the energetics and the harmonics are very important to us, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that whatever piece we're putting out there really carries a vibration and also speaks to the love that we put in each and every piece. I mean, I don't think that there's a piece out there that people will pick up and find that it's missing something. Claudia and I take such care, and we really make sure that when we try that piece on, it says, yes, I'm complete.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have to put it back down, and when we are feeling the right energies, we pick it back up again. Some of our pieces can take weeks to put together just because the energy has to be correct.
Yeah.
So channeling this information is really quite a high-level experience for me.
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything like this in my life, and I thank God I'm no longer sitting in front of a computer in an office anymore. This is magic. This is mystical magic. This is amazing stuff that I get to do on a daily basis, and I'm so happy to be able to share it with everyone.
Well, that's great. And Claudia, now I'll go back to you. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What was the significance of launching your website in the spring of 2013? What led you to launch it at that time?
Well, I mean, obviously, June is the sixth month, And it's also the year of, it's also the color of emerald. And emerald is the connection to Athena as well. And six is also connected to Athena. And we launched the website because we felt that the timing, it had to be like, you know, Fisher Mountain was kind of like the birthing of Athena, but the launching and the, you know, the whole process of letting it out, I guess, you know, for June. It was so important for us to get it out in June. And we did a huge activation on June 6, 2013, which equals 666. And that's when we really kind of really magnified the energy of Athena. Like, I really felt the goddess energy come through me energetically. Like, she walked in, and I was like, whoa, and just showing me, like, the 96 bloodlines that were being restored just through our pieces. I still get a little bit choked up, but, yeah, it was really powerful.
Let me ask you a little bit about your childhood and your journey. And Vanya was talking about how people would come up to her when she was young and people would tell them their life story. Did that happen to you? Did you have any kind of experiences growing up that let you know that you were a high spiritual, metaphysical being on the planet?
Well, my great-great-grandmother was very intuitive and psychic, and, you know, she was really prepared me, I guess, you know, coming into this life. I mean, I always told my parents that I'm not from here because I didn't match anybody in my family. Like, I was born with orange curly hair, and my background is Croatian, European, and, you know, my parents have brown hair, and my brother has, like, brownish blonde hair, and I was born with orange, like, carrot orange hair and curly, and everybody's straight. So I told them, I'm like, I'm not from this planet, and I'm not from here, so just get over it. And I would tell them that, like, when I was younger. And, you know, my parents were like, okay. Like, they were kind of like, whatever. So, I mean, I chose them coming in here, so that's fine. And they let me do whatever I want. And my great-grandmother was the one that really, you know, kept saying to me, you're going to be doing this intuitive work. But I always said, if I can't speak the truth, then why am I going to be doing this? Because she used to hide her work. Like, she used to hide behind her work. So I never wanted to do this. But, you know, when you're trying to go against and resist your path, you know what happens.
Well, that's
so
true. You know, but when you know your rites of passage start kicking in and you're on that journey, you can hardly leave it. And so it sounds like that's what you've been doing. Now, recently,
well, yeah,
Claudia, weren't you and Vanya on a radio show up in Canada?
It was a TV show. It's called Insights with Matthew Stapley, and we did a TV show. It's on the Rogers cable, and it's here in Ottawa. And so we took what it was is I was doing numerology readings. Over, because, you know, you only have, like, 2 seconds to do, like, a quick reading with these people. And the first time I did it was actually on my birthday. And then the second time I did it, it was, like, they were just calling me back because, I don't know, I mean, I don't remember half the stuff I said on on TV. But the people, I was in such high demand that they called me back to do another set. And it was really... it was really amazing because to be able to run that much energy so quickly, like at such a, like it was just in a half an hour. I don't even know how many readings I did. It was just so amazing. And then Vanya did it a week after, and she was also like, you know, like receiving in so many calls.
So many calls.
Yeah, it was just, it was amazing to do like TV. Like I've done TV before, but I've never did like a Rogers TV kind of like it's, it's one of the, you know, the most popular ones here in Canada, right? So it was really interesting to be able to, you know, bring in the callers and draw in so much energy. And Matthew is just, he's just amazing. So it was good to have that, you know, loving, supporting platform to do it on.
Yes, I've been watching you girls now for, you know, since I met you in October, and you both are just soaring. Every time I talk to you, and I talk to you just probably every week, and I feel like that you take energy and spin it higher than most people. So when you came up with this idea to put together your website called Athena96Goddesses.com, and you sent it to me, I was so thrilled to see it because it had so much integrity and the codes and the energy behind it. I can't tell you how proud of you that I have been to see what you've done with this just in the last few months. I'm just totally...
I'm shocked.
Well, I'm a proud mama. You know, I'm a proud mama with this. So let me ask you,
Mama.
Yeah. How would you feel about having doing some little mini readings for people that would call in tonight? Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah. All we need is their. We can do a quick like. We can figure out their attitude number. So all I need is the month and the day they were born, like March 18 or September 1st, like that's all we need, and we'll figure and we'll give them their attitude number.
Okay, so Ariel, do we have any callers on the switchboard that would like to have a short little mini reading from Vanya and Claudia?
Hang on, Ariel. Yes, I think we just might.
Okay.
And actually, we have a caller on the switchboard that was with us in Arkansas, and Chris and Fiona have her in the screening room, so we're gonna have to wait for them to come out. But in the meantime,
let's do Ariel.
Tammy would
what's your number?
Tammy would like to say a few words, so let me get your mic. Okay, hang on. It's spinning and spinning. Sometimes the software reacts really fine, and sometimes it just sits there and spins. So hang on, Tammy.
Listen, Ariel, we're getting in before Mercury retrograde. Thank God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just spinning. Let me see if I can click it again. Okay, well, we're going to wait for that to stop, and then we're going to go back up. Tammy, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Hang on. Let me try one more. There we go. Finally. All right. Tammy.
Hello.
You're on the air now. We got you, girl.
Okay. Congratulations, Claudia and Vanya. I am so proud of you.
Aww. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
I have to say, when I wear your jewelry, you can't be meek and mild or invisible. It is such an eye-catcher. It's such... puts out such an energetic, every time I wear a piece, it draws attention. And I feel so close to you when I wear it because you put so much in it and it just beams with integrity because it was made with such integrity. And I just feel so blessed to have met the two of you and for you to be my sisters.
Oh, we love you, Tammy.
We love you.
I get so full just every time I think about the two of you and the work that you're doing. And you, on the trip, you imprinted the land so much, and you imprinted me more than you will know.
Oh.
So congratulations. And I hold point for just the greatest success.
Thank you, thank you. We love you.
I love you.
Love you too.
Tammy, were you also wanting a mini reading here?
Yeah.
What's your month and day, woman?
September the 9th.
Of course, Virgo.
Oh, hello? 9-9? Like, hi, is it Athena running through your bloodline?
Oh, you can't kill me.
Wait a second, you're a triple 9. You have September 9th, and then you take 9 plus 9 is 18, which is another 9. listen, lady, whatever you need to complete in this world, it has to be done. You're done. In this life, you're done.
I could go on vacation?
Yeah, do whatever you want. You're this lifetime for you is the full completion cycle lifetime.
Woohoo!
Woo! Girl, whatever you choose, you put it out there, and that's it. You're done. You're done, okay? You're finished.
Well, I'm going to run with that. That sounds wonderful.
999. Love you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tammy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And next we're going to talk to Kathy. Kathy was with us. Kathy Bush was with us also in Arkansas, so it's kind of a old home week here. Hey, Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello, my sister.
Hello, Kathy.
Good to hear your voice. I would like a mini reading. And my birthday is July the 7th, 14th.
Okay. 7-7, yes. She's a 7-7, unbelievable. So July 14, so 5 and 7, so 12, so 3. So, this one, you're the miracle setter, the 1, 2, and 3 lady. So you, whatever, it's like if someone needs a miracle in their life, you actually can create these miracles for people. It's like
that's
something
true.
Magical happens. Yeah, you're the miracle lady. So if we need to, like, have a miracle in our lives, we just call you, honey. But we have to keep it simple because you're 1, 2, and 3, so you have to keep it simple.
Okay.
Because you said July, right, 14?
Yes, that's correct.
So 7 and 5, so 14, right? And so that's 12. And that is, so take 1 and 2, and that's a 3. So 1, 2, 3. You see that?
Yeah, I see that on the clock a lot, too.
There you go, honey.
Oh,
well, that's your code. And what they're doing is they're, every time you see that, they're resetting you for a new miracle.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Have you been having a lot of miracles in your life, my dear, recently?
It's beginning to start. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're being reset. That's what it's just resetting. It's because this year is a 6, and because you carry the number 3 vibration, and again, those two numbers are Athena numbers, so you're being reset.
Thank you.
June must have been really interesting for you, but anyway, we won't go into depth. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
Birthday's coming up, too.
And
yes,
your birthday's
it is.
Coming up.
It is.
Well, thanks so much for calling,
much
Kathy.
Love,
to hear your voice
all right,
again.
Thank you, Ariel. Good to
bye-bye.
Hear you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, we are going down the line here. Next, we are going to talk to Joan. Hello, Joan. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This little mini reading sounds fun. I'd like one. My birthday is March 22nd.
Ooh. the goddess birthday. So 7 again. So again, it's the vibration of 7. So for 7s, I always tell 7s, you already came here knowing. You don't need to figure it out. What your purpose is, you already know. Stop trying to figure it out.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Thank you. She's like, oh, God. I know 7s always do that. They're like, what do you mean? You just have a deeper knowing. You're connected to the Akashic Records. You have a strong open third eye. You just know it. And it's just really about standing in your power. 7s are really powerful numbers.
And Joan lives in Arkansas over the crystal beds.
I do.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello. It's like, okay, Joan.
Were you born there? Joan, were you born there? Were you just called to move there?
Yes. 2.5 years ago, after I connected with Lavendar and Ariel, I ended up in Little Rock.
Did you say 7 years ago?
No, 2.5.
Two and a half.
Okay.
Sorry, we heard something different over here.
Oh, okay.
2.5 years ago. Sorry, sweetie, can you say that again?
Just 2.5 years ago.
Okay. All right, Joan. You're on time, honey.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and next we're going to talk to Cliff. Hi, Cliff. You're on the air with Vanya and Claudia.
Good evening, ladies. And good evening, ancient lady. My birthday is 4/24, April 24, and
okay.
I'm interested in the mini reading.
Two. So two's always, your attitude is a two, and twos always need to be appreciated. So, Cliff, we really appreciate you calling. Twos are very, it's basically you work with higher harmonics, higher vibration. So for you to set the harmonics in motion. So any place that you go, any place that you step, it's your harmonics that really, really set the vibration in the room and the setting.
Interesting.
You're Mr. Harmonics.
I
That's
too
like
am
a secret agent, right?
To Athena.
Yeah, he's a secret harmonic agent.
I too am connected to Athena.
There you go, honey.
Yeah.
Double the time.
And it's interesting that you had a visitation from the bird people.
Yes.
In early. Yeah, I am of the bird tribes.
Oh, amazing. Wow. That's pretty special. Have they come in and spoken to you, or have you received any other messages from them?
I was one of the originals who came in.
Oh, wow. How fabulous. I have to say, it's really quite difficult to speak it, especially if your throat is not properly prepared.
Fine-tuned, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you channel the bird energy? Do you channel the information?
No, this lifetime is observation.
Okay, so you're the... Okay, I get it. Like the harmonics, you're tracking the harmonics of it. I get it. So it's a much easier
But that's not to say life hasn't been interesting.
No, of course not.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm sure it's been interesting with the number two vibration.
I don't understand how you come up with a number two.
Okay, so you just you take the two, the four, right? And you take
right.
and the add the two, add the four, right?
Right.
So that equals 28.
Right.
Right? 20, did I do that right? 20. Oops. Wait a second. 28. So you got the 2 and the 8, right? You got the 2 and the 8 vibration. So there's a 2. And this year is important for you because you take your attitude, which is a 2, and the year is a 6, and you got the 8. So it's standing in your own power this year as well. So it's a lot of standing in your power and bringing in. There's a new energy coming in for you.
Yeah, I think so.
By August. Something happened in February and again in August for you.
This year? Last year?
Yes, this year. I like Cliff's little laugh.
I have something to look forward to. August.
There you go, my dear. Keep in touch.
Every day. Look forward to every day.
And thank you much.
Thank you.
Cliff.
Thanks for calling,
Cliff.
Bye-bye. And to Lavender, dancing lady, good evening.
Oh, hello, Cliff. I think of you often there in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, awesome.
Yeah.
I
thank you all.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And next we are going to talk to Pat. Hello, Pat. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Arielle. This is Pat from New Jersey. And I would like a mini reading. And my month is January, and my day is 16.
So January 16?
Yes, ma'am.
So 8. So 1 and 7, so January
16.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have the... okay, again, so it's the 1 is about, it's like the independent soul, and
yes.
7 is already having the deeper knowing.
Yes.
So it's kind of a lonely world, but you're well connected.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
It's kind of like the 8 spiral, so you have the upward spiral energy, and it's just you're meant to be mostly alone because you have to keep lifting that upward spiral all the time.
And that's what I feel like I'm doing, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just feel like around you, just like a spinning.
And that's what I do to release energies where I go. I feel like I work with the earth grids, and I'm always releasing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
I just had a great job in a hospital in a place where I'm releasing.
Oh my.
Wow, that's going to be a lot of releasing.
I'll tell you, girl, it's not an easy ride, but boy, I get lots of support when I need it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, it's
absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Sorry, I have another message coming in. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
It's the 8 and the... So this year is all about transmuting, transforming,
yes,
and transformation. So you're going to completely transmute a lot of things, and a lot more things will start opening up for you.
Oh, that's so exciting because I feel that, and the
yes.
only way I can do it is surrender to the entire process.
Yes, and your heart is opening up. Like Vanya is really feeling like your heart energy just expanding and opening up.
Yes, I agree with that. Thank you so much.
Woo! I caught that one. Love you there.
Woo! I tell you, I do is send energy from my heart to whatever
I feel
I need to send it to.
Honey, I just felt the love. Thank you.
I have been sitting here gesturing. This is Vanya. I've been sitting here gesturing, going, heart, heart.
Yes. And I do that where I'm guided to, wherever I meet, whoever I meet, whatever I see on the TV, my heart goes there for them. Yeah.
Let me tell you, you have one powerful heart chakra.
Yeah.
Mine is just literally, my chest is just ripping open listening to you.
Oh.
And I thank you so much for the work that you do.
Yeah.
God
thanks.
Bless you. And don't forget to concentrate on the love inward as well.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
you just, with the power that you're putting out, you have to concentrate on bringing some back.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I wish I could go dig crystals with you girls. I really do.
Well, you can contact us on Athena 96 Goddesses.
Digging in Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, digging in Arkansas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could.
Well, put it out there, honey.
We're
okay,
go
thank
now.
You
we're
so
going.
Much. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank
God bless you.
Thanks, Pat.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and next we are going to be talking, as soon as I get the microphone open, to Lisa. Hello, Lisa. You're on the air.
Hi. It's Lisa.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
How are you, Claudia and Vanya?
Good. How are you, honey?
I had to call in to get a reading.
Oh, come on.
I love you guys.
We love you, too.
And I love my bracelet. I want to tell everybody out there, it is so filled with love. When I wear it, I can actually feel it.
Aww. She bought the Biker Goddess bracelet, and I'm telling you, that piece was made for her. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No adjustments.
I knew it was a Lisa piece as soon as I saw it.
It is incredible. I'm so pleased that you're wearing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So month and
so
day.
So what's in the stars for me?
So month and day. Give me your month and day.
April 25th.
Oh. This was the 24th. You're the 26th.
Oh, she's the gateway. You're number 11. You're the gateway lady.
I'm a gateway lady? What do you mean?
So you're number 11, right? It's like a gateway. Like, just think of the number 11 as two posts. And what you
yes.
do is you're the lady at the gate. So you're kind of like the discernment, you know, at the gateway where you just say, okay, this person's allowed to go in, this person's not allowed to go in. So you carry the gateway energy.
Okay.
And what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living, my dear? You open
I
doors
sell
for
real
people.
Estate.
You got it. You open doors for people.
That's true. Oh, my God. I never looked at it that way. Yeah, but they don't always listen to me.
It's okay, honey. It's not about them listening to you.
It's just that you're there to activate the opening. That's
got it.
Wow.
Speaking of
well,
what,
that's interesting.
Mitch, you're actually, you know, you're going through a shift this year. So,
I feel
shift.
It. I don't know. Things have been really funny because I just don't want to do anything.
I'm
in limbo.
So, wise words from Lavendar. I'm going to quote you, Lavendar. I was actually, I left the world of HR. I was working in HR, and I, on, what was it, spring equinox, March 20th of this year, I was handed my papers, and I was so glad to accept them. And this is a year for you to shift as well. Now, what Lavendar said to me, I called her as soon as I got home so excited because I'm like, now I can do the Athena work. Yes! It was Athena's birthday, and then I get to do this work. And Lavendar said to me, honey, take 3 days and think about what you really want to do, what you love, what's calling to you. And I'm saying this to you right now, Lisa, take 3 days and, like, seriously
wow.
concentrate on what is coming forward for you. And it's exciting. But you have to really put the effort in and know and don't doubt that when you make the choice, within the first 5 seconds, of course, when you make that choice,
yeah.
it is the choice for you.
Well, that's just it. I'm not getting anything. My passion's gone. Like, I don't know what I want to do.
Well,
I guess I'll have to take the 3 days
the
and just.
But it's
sorry?
About your harmonics is being readjusted.
Yeah.
The harmonics in your body,
okay.
in your environment, everything. You're being harmonically shifted. Yeah, up. Right now you're in neutral state, so just stay there and just trust.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I don't have a choice,
I
guess.
We love you. We love you.
Love
you
too.
And you know when to call us. You know when to call us, honey. We okay?
I will.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, moving right along here, I'm trying to get this switchboard to cooperate. Gosh. Okay. Next, we are going to talk to, we're going to talk to Diana, and as soon as I get to, it's spinning again. The last several times it's picked up all right.
Upward spiral.
And, hang on a second, Diana. I'm still trying to get your mic open.
Diana's my mind was spinning, huh?
Yeah, it's spinning again. I'm going to try one more time. Here we go. Third time's a charm. Work. Work.
Work. Work.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
Hello,
hi, Diana.
To you.
I hope you
my
didn't get
dizzy. Bye.
Hang on a second. It just clicked itself off again. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, Blog Talk's going to hear from me about this. It's spinning again. Shoot.
Okay, spin. What? Stop.
We're,
now.
We're going to try it again.
Well, did they hear my birthday?
I thought I just heard somebody.
Oh.
Ariel, we can hear Diana. Is that Diana?
Yeah.
Diana?
5-7 is my birthday in case I go off again.
Well,
okay, what's your birthday?
5-7-54.
5-7? 5-7.
Yeah.
So, again, the miracle lady. The 1-2-3. 1-2-3, easy as 1-2-3, Diane.
It's not easy, but, yeah, I can create miracles. But
I know, but you gotta show up with that attitude. ABCs. Easy as 1-2-3s.
All right, I'll be singing that then. I know it's coming because I'm creating miracles, and I believe they're here in every now moment. And no matter what anybody else says, I say, yes, they are, and then eventually miracles start happening.
Yes, but also if you think of the number 3, just think of it this way. If you flip it, it turns into like 2 arches, right? So it's like you have 2 pathways that you can always go on, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
So you have 2 archways. So it's kind of like if you decide to go like one way, that's fine, and if you decide to go another way, that's fine as well. So you're the archway lady.
Okay.
It's like you kind of bring people through the archway.
Okay.
Right? So you connect with them on a, like, so you got the 1 and the 2, so you got the harmonics, you know, aspect in you, and then you got the independent soul, the deep soul searcher, so you can actually take them on a deep soul journey, or you can take them into a state of harmonic state, like where you're kind of like what the machine thing was doing, like spiraling them up.
Yes, I do the harmonics too. Okay, well, I'm glad that, because when you were talking to the other lady about the miracle, I said, that sounds like me, and that's why I called
in. Yay! It is you. Thank you for being you.
Okay,
thank you. 2
miracle
people in one night, man. We're pretty lucky, girl.
Yeah, well, you will be blessed tonight, that is for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and I've
Thank
got a miracle for you, Diana. On the switchboard, your mic is supposed to be off. It just would never click, but we can hear you. And to me, that's a miracle.
Wow!
Yeah, that's Blog Talk Radio. They know me. They wanted to turn me off so you wouldn't find out about me. Okay.
Yeah, well, you won't
and
be
I'm a
still here.
Too, so I'm like one of you.
We're probably not even on air, so that's okay.
No, we are.
Oh, now?
Yeah,
we're
between
us. All right.
Okay, Diana. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Bye-bye.
And making the switchboard work for
high
me.
Strangeness. Hey, I mean, Ariel, high strangeness or what?
I've never seen that. In 3 years on the air, I have never seen that. And Diana, as far as I know, you're probably still on the air, so go ahead and mute your phone if you can, just to make sure that we don't hear any private sounds. So next we're going to go to Kathy, and I'm just waiting to see what happens when I click this button. You see, now it's working just fine. Oh, Kathy, are you on the air? Say hello. No, it clicked off again. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
Mercury.
No.
Go away.
Come in, Kathy.
Yes, Kathy's there. Just hang on a second, sweetie. Okay, your mic is open now. Say hello. And it went off again. Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the first level of Mercury retrograde. What the hell?
Yeah. Diana, can you do for Kathy what you did on your mic?
Diana, you miracle worker, you.
Okay, Kathy. Oh, that went off again. It's staying on for a few seconds and then clicking off. So this has really got my Aries going here.
Oh. It's okay.
It's
okay. We won't give it any energy. It's open. Yep. Open it up.
Now it's off again.
Stay open.
Pew, 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 pew. put the on. Kathy, when's your birthday?
Type it in.
Hang on a second. I'm going to try this another way.
Okay,
if you girls, Vanya and Claudia, just want to talk for 45 seconds, I'm going to go in to see if I can get in the screening room and get Kathy's birthday, so at least you'll have that information. So just talk for about 45 seconds. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So what I actually really want to get out of the radio is just how much Lavender and Ariel and Tammy have been, and Anastasia as well. We love you. Thank you for reading my email from last week, Anastasia. It much appreciated about the frequency change. I actually understood that very much. But I wanted to point out these women are doing something that's so amazing. I mean, the things that have occurred in both Claudia's and my life from the moment that we connected with Starseed Hotline has been nothing short of amazing. These women work so hard and put out so much time and energy, and I cannot say thank you enough. Lavender, you have been so supportive with us, encouraging us to put things out. You were helpful, trusting us and guiding us and allowing us to really truly step into who we are, and we thank you so much. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we love you guys so much. You truly are family to us. You are my galactic mom for sure. You're Claudia's galactic mom. Ariel, I love you so much. You're just absolutely amazing. Tammy, the world wouldn't be complete without knowing you. Thank you, my Virgo.
She's a 999.
Yes, she's an exact, no pun intended, 999, complete without you. You guys just really make our week, and this service that you put forward, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if anybody is ever questioning about whether or not to go on that Starseed Crystal Quest, do not hesitate. It will change your life. It will be one of the many quests you go on as soon as you go there. Does that help? Did that fill up the airspace?
Here. Ariel?
Are we off the air?
No. I can hear them.
Oh,
God. Lavender? Ariel?
Anybody?
Starship of Bethlehem?
Let's see if I can bring him back.
Oh, and also to tell them about the Stargrams.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So we have created these small little angelic little beings, and we're calling them Starseed Grams. And each one comes with the little information attached to them. We haven't posted them on the website, but we will. And if you are on the website, just sign up on our contact form. And we will keep you posted on when those little stargrams are being birthed onto the website. And also what else? And then the zero-point energy wands, we also have those on our website. So if you click on there, and beautiful, beautiful point zero energy crystals and wands and pendants and for animal stuff as well. So there's beautiful stuff on there as well. And what else?
Well, I want to point out that we only put items on our website that we truly have
tested
ourselves, and we only post items with integrity, and we know that works. So if you guys are looking for some sort of information, please, by all means, visit the website. We've got tons of information there, and then you can also click one of the scrolling bars below and be passed off onto a website. We've used their products. They're tried, tested, and true. And Lavendar even has one of their wands as well. And
Ariel has a pendant.
And Ariel has pendants. Yeah. And we use their products. Our family uses the products. So if anybody needs balancing, energizing, assisting with pain, these .0 wands, auric energy, is fabulous.
And check it out. It's on www.athena96goddesses.com.
this is weird. Did we lose everybody?
Okay, they'll come back.
Hello, can anybody hear me? I got in on the caller number, on the call-in number. Blog Talk Radio is experiencing issues, and people are dropping offline, and the switchboard isn't working, so...
I'm here now.
You're here now? Yeah, you got dropped off, too, so I think...
I've been calling back in and getting a busy signal, and
yeah.
Vanya and Claudia just called me on another line and said that they were getting the same thing. So I told
okay,
them to keep trying to get back
here.
On.
Hello, girls. Are you back?
Yes. Yes, yes, we're back.
Okay. Well, I have... This is a full-blown Mercury retrograde snafu. Blog Talk Radio has just put a report across the screen here. If anyone is still with us, that they are having issues and their tech support is working on that. I got cut off and then I couldn't call back in because the line is hung up, so I called in on the guest call-in number.
Oh,
so,
my God.
We just blew them up, girls.
Athena and the 96 goddesses blew them up.
we blew them up. Did you get a chance to do a reading for anybody after I fell offline?
No, we were just talking about how much we love you and Lavendar, Tammy, Anastasia.
And we think we got actually cut off because there was absolute silence. So
yeah.
I don't know if anybody heard our love session.
Well, this is just... beyond,
we gave
well,
them so much love, Ariel, that we blew up the whole damn Blog Talk Radio.
No, well, they tend to be buggy from time to time, but most of the time it works all right. But tonight it's just almost a total breakdown here. But as long as we're all together, I'm going to try to bring Chris, our switchboard host, online. If it's possible, it's still spinning and spinning and spinning, but she was wanting a reading as well.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's just spinning. Chris's birthday is early in April, but I can't remember the day even. Well, Chris, if you can hear me, it's spinning and I can't seem to bring you online, and I'm not going to try the screening room again because that was
Yeah, let's not go there.
yeah. But oh, April 12th. Here she just texted me.
Oh my god, April 12th. So another 7. Wow. Holy sevens tonight.
4 and 3.
So it's about so the 4 is about ground. She's like a grounding force and stability, and threes are, again, is really keeping things through the archway, like having two, you know, the gatekeeper, the holder of the arches. So bringing that grounding energy for people that need to walk through different paths.
And she's
she's the
gatekeeper for us here on the switchboard. As people
I know, that's the show. She's in perfect alignment.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, I wish we could hear what you're saying. I'm going to try again to get your mic. Well, it says it's open now. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, wonderful.
I also wanted to say to Claudia and Vanya that I bought a piece in Arkansas. And I was telling Ariel about this before the show, that when you had your jewelry laid out on the table, that thing just leapt out at me visually. And it truly is a piece for the goddess. It's a goddess piece. And that's, you know, that's what's happened to me since Arkansas is the goddess and the goddess work. And I will say this to the public now, that I am a secret agent for the goddess.
Of course you are. You're the archway keeper, man.
So anyway, I really enjoyed the show, and I'm really happy that I got a little mini reading from you, and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Thanks so much, Chris, and thank you for you know, helping us get this untangled, at least so that we could continue the show, because I hate to think that it was just going to be leaving, like, hanging like that. But and Fiona, our switchboard co-host, would also like a mini reading. Her birthday is September 20th. And Fiona, I think your microphone's open, so you may actually be able to interact with Fiona.
Hi, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, excellent. I love
you. Hi, beautiful
you
Fiona.
You both have the most great energy. I just have enjoyed listening to you very much, and thank you for coming on the show. We just so appreciate it. And your jewelry is absolutely beautiful and does carry wonderful energy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fiona. We love you.
So
I love
September
you too.
20th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so September 20th. So is that what you said, Ariel? Yeah. So she's number 11, okay? And number 11, okay, so this is funny. You guys really planned this out because you have Chris, which is on the switchboard, and you have Fiona, which is on the switchboard. And Chris is the archway, and Fiona is the door. So you're fully equipped.
Great.
So Fiona opens the door, so Chris can come on in.
Wow.
You're the door lady.
Oh, and 11 is also an ascension number, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's also the harmonic number, right? Because if you break down 1 plus 1 is 2, and it's all about harmonics. So it's setting the energy for, like, the real deep soul energy that that Fiona carries. And there's two parts of the soul. You carry this depth. There's two parts of you that has a deep level of your soul, and then it's sometimes it's almost like a split pea, and this lifetime it's kind of really surrounding yourself with you know, people that are in alignment with you, that are in harmonics with you, and then things just take off for you once, like, you know, when you're in that supportive environment.
And that's true.
And appreciated.
Well, you know what's so funny? As a flight attendant, that part of my life, the main thing we're charged with is opening those doors if they need to be opened in a hurry.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
So true. That's so funny.
That is so true. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
So you're very right on right there. So thank you so much. I so appreciate it. I love you two both very much.
Love you too.
Oh, thanks so much, Fiona. I'm so glad that we got the microphones working. And
yeah.
So how about March 30th?
March 30th.
Okay, so that's, oh,
3330.
So the double three, whoa. I didn't say this at the beginning. In numerology, there's three sets of numbers, so 11, 22, 33, and those are master numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So Fiona also carries the master number, and then the 33 is also a master number.
Yeah, well, that's
and
my
again,
birthday, obviously, so you figured that out, right?
Oh, no, I didn't. No. Oh, you did. You're good. Hey, what the hell are you two keeping secrets over here? So 33 is interesting because this year for you is really, really about, it's like in alignment with the 33s. Because
well,
it's the 336.
Well, a 33 is a great harmonic for me.
Oh, definitely. But you got to just get through the month of June first.
Almost there, yeah. Yeah,
almost there, Ariel. Once you get through June, honey, it's going to be smooth sailing after that, okay?
Yeah, well, I have to say that my life is blessed, and no matter what comes along, I still see
exactly.
The blessings, and that's really you know important for everybody. No matter what comes along, the speed bumps and little things that the third dimension throws at you, if you just keep focused on the blessings in your life and all the things that you have that you might take for granted, that's really all it takes to get through over the speed bumps.
Exactly, and it's like a wave, right? It goes up and then it goes down. It goes up and then it goes down, right? So it's and if you look at the number three, it is a wave.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the number three, if you just kind of flip it up, it's like a wave. So it goes up, and then it goes down, then it goes up, and then it goes down. And you got double three, so got a lot of ups and downs there. But they all roll in to, if you take the 33, the 6, they all roll in to the nurturing, the womb. You know, it teaches you how to nurture yourself and how to love yourself and how to bring yourself back into that center.
Right. Well, you know, the up and down part doesn't bother me too much because sometimes you need the down part to rest from the up part.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely.
Only a master would say that, though.
And Vanya carries the same number.
This is Lavendar, and Richard just asked me to give you his birthday. His birthday is 11/27.
Oh, November 27th.
So he's 11, which is the 2, and then 229. So that's 229, so 11. Oh, my God, this guy has so many 2s. So 11 and 9, what is that? 11 and 9. 11 and 9? Yeah, 21. Okay, so again, so for Richard, it's about the real independent soul. So really being in the... Also, he has a lot of two vibration, which is have faith, everything's working out.
Yes.
He's kind of does he always say have faith, everything's working out?
He's pretty jovial.
Yes. Threes are always about being fun, the jokesters, you know, that as well, right? So he's got the two, but he has to go through the gateway of the two and the one. So, which is about being really harmonic with himself, like feeling comfortable with himself.
Okay.
Lavender? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there she is. Anything else? I can hear them.
So do we have another caller?
Oh, click, click, click. Did you hear the clicking?
I just heard that I was unmuted, and I'm hoping that I was unmuted the whole time.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God, Ariel.
Yeah, Blog Talk's just really got a blender going on tonight, and things are flying around. So I just want
recap for you your new website, Athena96Goddesses.com, and those are the numerals 9 and 6, Athena96Goddesses.com. Please take a look, because this jewelry is exquisite and beyond just being beautiful. It is charged with the harmonics, the vibrations, the Giza crystals. It's empowering, and it is made specifically for you. So please check out their website. Vanya and Claudia, it's just a joy and a pleasure to have you on the radio show with us this evening. Thank you so much for all your time and effort with the readings. And anything you'd like to add before we go?
And we just want to let everyone know that we do have intergalactic services on our website as well. So if they do want a full in-depth reading with myself or Vanya, they can just go on the tab where it says intergalactic services. And we would be happy to share more information with all of Starseed family.
Well, that's wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us this evening, and thank you to our callers and our listeners. And thank you for bearing with us as Blog Talk experienced a little meltdown here. But we we forged through and at least got to finish the show. So thank you so much, everybody. Be careful. This Mercury retrograde is obviously going to be pretty tricky. So
thank you for your perseverance.
Well, you know, that's part of the show here. So, Vanya Pavlinovich and Claudia Troscott from Athena96Goddesses.com, thank you so much for being with us. And we will be looking for you possibly on one of our future quests to Arkansas.
Oh, we're aiming for it. October, baby.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Woo-hoo!
So, on behalf of everyone here at Starseed Radio Academy, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.